The Inn of Lost Time, on page 31 of the Holt Reader, starting at line 343. Tokubi saw what I was staring at, and he became even paler. At this stage, we had both considered the possibility that a hoax of some sort had been played on us. The torn screen convinced Tokubi that our host had not played a joke. The owner of a valuable painting would never vandalize it for a trivial reason. As for me, I was far more disturbed by the sight of the sixth finger on the old woman's hand. Could the young girl have disguised herself as an old crone? She could put rice powder in her hair and whiten it, but she could not transform her pretty straight fingers into old fingers twisted with arthritis. The woman here with us now was genuinely old, at least 50 years older than the girl. It was this same old woman who finally gave us our greatest shock. "It's interesting that you should mention an inn, gentlemen," she croaked. "My father used to operate an inn. After he died, my husband and I turned this back into a private residence. We didn't need the income, you see."
Your father?
Stammered Tokubi.
"Yes," replied the old woman. "He was a ronin forced to go into innkeeping when he lost his position, but he never liked the work. Besides, our inn had begun to acquire an unfortunate reputation. Some of our guests disappeared, you see." Even before she finished speaking, a horrible suspicion had begun to dawn on me. "Her father had been an innkeeper," she said. "Her father, who used to be a ronin?" "The man who had been our host was a ronin turned innkeeper." Could this mean that this old woman was actually the same person as the young girl we had seen? I sat stunned while I tried to absorb the implications. What had happened to us? Was it possible that Tokubi and I had slept while this young girl grew into a mature woman, got married, and bore a son who was now an adult? If that was the case, then we had slept for 50 years. The old woman's next words confirmed my fears. "I recognize you now. You are two of the lost guests from our inn. The other lost ones I don't remember so well, but I remember you because your disappearance made me so sad. Such a handsome youth," I thought. What a pity that he should have gone the way of the others." A high well came from Tokubi, who had began to keen and rock himself back and forth. "I've lost 50 years? 50 years of my life went by while I slept in this accursed inn?" The inn was indeed accursed. Was the fate of the other guests similar to ours? Did anyone else return as we did 50 years later, I asked. The old woman looked uncertain and turned to her son. He frowned thoughtfully. "From time to time, wild-looking people have come to us with stories similar to yours. Some of them went mad with the shock." Tokubi welled again. "I've lost my business. I've lost my wife, my young and beautiful wife. We had been married only a couple of months." A gruesome chuckle came from the old woman. "You may not have lost your wife. It's just that she's become an old hag like me." That did not console Tokubi, whose keening became louder. Although my relationship with my employer had not been characterized by much respect on either side, I did begin to feel sorry for him. He was right. He had lost his world. As for me, the loss was less traumatic. I had left home under extremely painful circumstances and had spent the next 3 years wondering. I had no friends and no one I could call.